Unit 26. Critical. Role. Domesticate. Authentic. Apparent. Vital. Transport. Breed. Captivity. Range. Vary. Velocity. Load. Unenviable. Beast. Burden. The horse has played a more critical role in humanity's development than any other domesticated animal you can name. Throughout the centuries, the horse's authentic potential became apparent, and once domesticated, it took on vital roles in transport, sport, and warfare. It's hard to see how humans could have gotten by without the horse. Breeding in captivity led to a whole range of different breeds, varying in size, velocity, and stamina. This variety meant that horses could be used for everything from personal transport to the carrying of heavy loads. Breeds of heavy horses enabled these animals to compete with oxen for the unenviable role of chief beast of burden.
Unit 27. Noble. Refine. Relish. Considerably. Renowned. Innovation. Agricultural. Method. Invaluable. Aspect. Rural. Cruel. Means. Accomplish. Attempt. Vast. Capture. Herd. Cattle. Cart. In Europe, horses appeared as a favorite animal of nobles, who refined the sport of the horse race to their relish. But in Asia, the use of horses for sports considerably predated that in Europe. Mongolia was and is renowned for its horse races in festivals and games. But the horse's greatest day, as it were, began in the early 18th century. Major innovations in agricultural practices and work methods saw horses become invaluable to many aspects of rural life. Perhaps the cruelest story that one comes across in the long relationship between horses and people is the one centering on the use of horses in warfare. However, had humans not used horses for this purpose, they probably would have found other means to accomplish what the horse did. The first people to attempt to domesticate the wild horse probably lived semi-nomadic lives on the vast plains of Asia. Here, horses were captured from the wild and bred. They were ridden to drive herds of cattle, and they also pulled carts.
Unit 28. Battle. Swordsman. Bow. Arrow. Opponent. Grave. Specifically. Endurance. Empire. Fiercely. Casualty. Proportionately. Warrior. Accompany. It was perhaps from these origins that the horse's involvement in war and battle developed. Skilled swordsmen and riders with bows and arrows put fear into the hearts of their opponents. The earliest known example of a Chinese horse-drawn chariot comes from a grave that is more than 3,000 years old. Horses were used in China by government couriers as well to carry messages from place to place. It wasn't long before a range of breeds began to appear in Eastern Asian societies. There were breeds of horses specifically created for speed, size, power, and endurance. All empires, whether Chinese, Persian, Greek, Roman, or modern European, were dependent on the horse. And all major battles, up to and including those in World War I, relied fiercely on horsepower. Their casualties were proportionately as great as those of the warriors they accompanied.
Unit 29. Comprehensive. Citizen. Insurance. Finance. Employer. Component. Leave. Guarantee. Pension. Flaw. Capital. Employee. Excess. Rest. Confront. Menace. Crisis. Sweden has the most comprehensive healthcare system in the world, All Swedish citizens are covered by national health insurance, financed by contributions from the state and employers. Medical treatment is just one component of Sweden's broad system of health maintenance. For example, people who are sick or must stay home with sick children receive 90% of their salaries. Swedes are given parental leave at the birth of a child, and all Swedes are guaranteed a pension. This comprehensive system is not without its flaws. The capital problem is its costs. Socially responsible wellness is expensive, running about 35% of each employee's salary, in fact, a rate far in excess of the rest of the world. As a result, the system will confront a menacing payment crisis in the immediate future and in the long term.
Unit 30. Evidence. Benefit. Favorable. Benign. Superior. Mental. Capacity. Manipulate. Trait. Ensure. Minimally. Extent. Why did the human animal become the Earth's dominant species? Little or no evidence to answer that question has survived from the earliest human societies. But it seems unlikely that they would have benefited from favorable environmental conditions any more than other species. Human success in becoming the dominant species did not result from a benign environment. It came about because society challenged the environment and did so successfully. It is entirely possible that humans made better use of the resources it provided than other animals. Their superior mental capacity allowed them to manipulate the relationships they had with their environment, and their skills permitted them to survive under a wide range of environmental conditions. These traits that allowed human beings to challenge the environment also ensured that they would change it, minimally at first, but to a greater and greater extent as time went by.